Blog Talk Radio.
The man you're about to see and hear, should you be so foolish as to have just joined us, is Ray Charles.
Hello. All right. Three, four.
I got something, y'all, in my bones. Make me want to shout hallelujah. And I want to sing along. Lift every voice and sing, till it in heaven rain. Ring with the harmony, oh, let it be. Let our rejoicing rise high. South and Georgia.
What they could do, and they always worked on behalf of black people. That's why I tell you, get that book and get other books. You know, Frederick Douglass, who could not read, taught himself to read. It was a white woman who taught him read through the Bible. And look what he went on to be, something great. He could have said, oh, I can't do this. Why, I'm oppressed. No, because they always knew they had to God, and it was very conservative, and they knew that they could survive. So if you read the Black Patriots during this time, you're going to find all these folks who did something. Now, I was telling my children, my grandchildren, some other folks the other day, about how we get caught up. If you notice that our people just don't. If you got y'all call drop, you can call back y'all. If you notice that I said you get caught up, Titus. If you get caught up, you don't look at your ethnicity and your people and your race. What you do is you begin to think of parties and people. Now, there's something wrong with the folks. That's why I said I'm going to have Sears on one day. I don't care if she is a Republican. I'm going to have her on, even if she was a Democrat, because she got an interesting story. She's from Jamaica. And I hope you look up. When you compare her and you compare Joy Reid, what you will find out is that Joy Reid is from, she was colonized and Sincere was enslaved. So you have a different. So she appreciate coming over here and telling how great America is, what she want to do, whereas Joy Reid family came from the Congo, and this white supremacist America is terrible. And not just her and other folks like that, but yet America gave them opportunities they didn't have in the Congo. The same thing with Omar and all these other people. But you'll see, I'm just trying to tell you the difference. It's kind of reminding you of the patriots who came here and all the things that they did. We've always taught our God, our church service. And if you look at the Bible, and you look at, I just put them all, and you look at, some of them dropped. Anyway, and y'all can call back, Titus is back. And if you look at the Bible and you look at our Constitution, and I remember Beverly and Dr. King both talking about the parallel between the Bible and our Constitution. It's very similar. How it's done, and you need to look at it, even in terms of how God, how this country was built, based off, as they put the Constitution, even though you might say, it's a bunch of white racist men.
Talk to Chicago, WVN. Hello, WVN.
On behalf of black people, they think that even leadership now, there's a thing of fear that they're going to lose something. And people have more respect for you if you, as long as you be right. Don't be trying to con or be wrong. You know, you deal from a position of the nonviolent perspective, and you deal from a godly perspective, and you, like always, speak to the heart. And those who are heartful will hear you, and those who are heartless will not hear you. But we've never, and I think that bothers me more than anything, to see how they got our people so confused and got them all mixed up, even in terms of education, making them think that they got to lower the bar for black children. They'll say black and brown, but they don't mean that, because those folks go to other schools, and our children cannot read, and they cannot focus, can't function, unless the leaders are those who are able to either work with their children or put them in the school, because you can't, you know, it's a mess. And they don't even know the Constitution, and the other folks know it. Our children need to know the Constitution. They need to know world history. They don't even know where Africa is on the map. They think Africa is a country because nobody's telling them that Africa. I'm going to take a break in 2 minutes. They don't know that Africa is a continent. They just want to belong. I'm talking about our children and our people, and there's something that happened. If you look in the spirit of the patriots and see what we did. So you have to wipe out, you got to wipe out the European statues and the black folks' statues in order for our children, our people, to know in about 10 or 20 years how we built this country, what we built it on. You would think that this was a country of immigrants. You would think this was a country of this and that. Yeah, well, yeah, Native Americans here, but we built this country. And I was talking to my pastor the other day, and I was telling him, God brought some people together, and we was able to build a country in God We Trust. And we began to build it based off of some other kind of principles. And when you have people who don't believe in God, don't believe in the nuclear families, just got all kind of crazy stuff going on, they have to destroy it. So why do you tear down Teddy Roosevelt's statue? Then that means my child won't know that Teddy Roosevelt, what he did. Or why do you tear down Grant's statue, not knowing that Grant carried on and brought us in the 14th Amendment to give us the right to vote so the small could become a congressperson? You tear down Teddy Roosevelt not knowing that he helped Booker T. Washington build the Tuskegee Institute. I'm saying our people was never victims. We was victimized. Things happened to us, but we knew we had our God, we had our strength, and God didn't make no junk. And we participated in the service. Look, Harriet Tubman's in the service. Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass, they negotiated what they was going to do with the slave. Y'all want to go to the Buffalo Soldiers Movement. Ooh, look at the Buffalo. They was tough. A Tuskegee Airmen, but are you, you know, when you land in Montgomery, they begging you. They got the Airmen up there, but they begging young men to join. So what you have is these other folks, they're joining, they're learning skills, and they're coming back, and they're over you. And they're changing the, they're making our service so weak. Because that's when you got a lot of structure and a lot of stuff. They tell me you got to recognize this, and you got to let folks do this, and you got to do. It's really crazy. So we don't serve in the F. We don't serve in our armed services. So I'm saluting the black armed services people. I'm trying to do that a little bit. And we don't even talk about police brutality, but we won't go join the police force so that we can have community policing and have people there who care. So they keep you just going crazy. So while you're going crazy, everybody else is grabbing up all the resources. And they're building their school. I was looking at an article, and I'm going to talk about it when I come back, from Chinatown, how they was talking about how Chinatown was building and how their people was growing and all of that. Well, Chinese people use all the resources, but they don't have no black folks. You go to Chinatown, ain't no black folks working. You know, they don't have no affirmative action there. You even go in a little village, ain't no affirmative. All these folks come in, they build, and they talk about racism and how black and brown folks and all these other Asian folks, they get none. But if you follow them to the conclusion and go to their community, you won't see us working. So you need to wake up. But they'll use what we have done to build off the minority, then they get whatever. And I don't get up to everybody being in the, you can be America and still appreciate your ethnicity. But if you get people coming, they don't have to speak American English, then they're no longer America. What you going to have is a bunch of tribes running around here. You have a bunch of tribes running around, and they're not going to know what to do. They're not going to know nothing. And they're going to be speaking all these different languages you don't know. How you do that? Nowhere else in no other country. And then they tell you, you can't get hired because you don't speak two languages. I'm saluting to the Black Patriots today, and I tell you to make sure you get the Black Patriots book of Jimmy Tillman that he did surprisingly well for me. And you'll see, you know, and if a person is a Republican in the black community, you hate them and not work them. What do you think about the Black Caucus not letting the black Republicans join the Black Caucus? They black. Fight with them. Let them come in there. No other by the Asian community don't say, because I'm Chinese and you this or you Republican Democrat, you can't come. They all work. And all of their people come together and they work. I don't know what's going on here. Ben Carson was one of the great surgeons. You need to tell your people about that. You know, you look at all the stuff that Tip Scott was able to influence the President Trump for black people. I don't know who's influencing our current president for us. I know that HBCU, the immigrants are getting the money, reparations, I know that. You know, it's a whole lot, but nobody's there influencing. And then you have how they dock this lady Sears, calling her. When I saw, and I said I'm going to call Mark Dyson, I have not had a chance to, how he dogged her. But at the same token, the man that she ran against with her partner was a man who had a black face and a Ku Klux Klan hood on. And they said, leave that alone, we might lose the seat. All I'm trying to tell us is we have to think for ourselves and do what what's best for the what we have to do what's best for our people. Now, don't tell me that you we vote all kind of ways, black, Democrats, Republican. When we had Senator Brooks there, he worked on behalf of black folks. He did the Brooke Amendment. He did that. When we had, so you voted for Thompson in Chicago. You voted for Ryan, and Ryan was a good person. He got rid of the death penalty for the death penalty in Illinois. We voted for Thompson, but the thing about Thompson, y'all, and I'm going to find that letter that I wrote to him. Thompson closed all of the mental health clinics and said let the families take care of them. Y'all forget that, but you kept voting for them. So, I mean, we vote for, you should vote for whatever your best interest, but don't hate folks because they're somewhere. Let's pull it together. I'm going to name some of the other stuff when I come back, all the different organizations they're meeting. Tammy Duckworth was with the Asians. You know, she needs the black vote. She said Asian folks need some. Kamala moved more toward the Asians. She don't say she, you know. And then people get angry with you when you just try to move your people and you tell the truth. I tell you, a very good friend of mine told me, why are you leaving out black folks wrong? I just blocked her butt because I don't have time for that. And the reason I have time for that, I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you some more stuff, all the different folks. I was very hurt the other day. I came down King Drive on 43rd King Drive, 44th across the Monson. And it's going to take a few minutes for me to tell you this. So I'm going to take a break and I'm going to come back and tell you that story. And then I'm going to take a few calls. But we're saluting the veterans today. And we're talking about what we have to go and what we have to do for America. Don't let nobody bully you out of your country. This is your currency in your country. Talk of Chicago, 69 WVON, number 773-591-69. We're streaming live, www.wvon.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Blog Talk. You can get us if you miss us. This is Coffee Tea in the Conversation with me, Dorothy Wright Tim, right here at the great WVON. I'll be back in 2 minutes, and I'm going to finish the conversation and take some calls. Be right back.
Coughing or sneezing into a tissue or the crook of your arm reduces the spread of airborne diseases like influenza and pneumonia. Keep yourself and your community healthy. This healthy reminder is brought to you by Zing Health.
Mark is at a tailgate happily scratching an instant ticket from the Illinois Lottery. So even though the marker he used to paint his face turned out to be permanent, he has a smile on. Because Mark knows, anyone could win in an instant. Play today. Be smart, play smart. Must be 18 years or older to play. Game odds available at IllinoisLottery.com.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense. So bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
This is Candace McCollum, your morning news and traffic anchor. Gabby Petito, Lacey Peterson, and Natalie Holloway. These women are household names. But why? Because they were missing and white. Today, Chicago has more than 50 black women missing, but there has been very little attention surrounding their disappearance. For the past several months, I have been working on a radio documentary that will share some of their stories. We'll find out what the police are doing about it, explore if there is a serial killer in Chicago, and share what our lawmakers have to say. Listen to The Invisible Ones, Voices of the Missing. It's a five-part series bringing attention to the plight of missing black women and girls from Chicago.
The Invisible Ones premieres Monday, November 29th on WVON.
Yeah, gobble, gobble, yeah, yeah, gobble, gobble, yeah.
I'm too sexy for the grill, too sexy for the oven, too sexy for the fry, too sexy for the yams, too sexy for the dressing, I'm too sexy on your plate. Invite the whole fam over and let's all give some thanks. WVON is our turkey giveaway.
The WVON annual turkey giveaway begins Monday, November 15th.
WVON. WVON is proud to welcome Wintrust to the Monday edition of the 330 Focus. Tune in to see why Wintrust is Chicago's bank for consumer and business customers. They have more than 170 neighborhood locations with one near you. Whether you want to open a checking account or buy a home, Wintrust is there for you. Visit Wintrust.com/find us to find a neighborhood location near you. Listen Mondays for Wintrust 330 Focus.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important? A Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt, or bank coffee that tastes like bank coffee? You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA, member FDIC.
When Sandra doesn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert, junk sleep presses the wrong buttons in her brain. And Sandra presses the wrong buttons in the elevator, leading to a dreadful journey for her and the accountant, now headed up to floor 42. 7, 8, 9. While Sandra avoids eye contact, let's reflect on how a better mattress would have led to real sleep. If you need real sleep, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwatil, and I'm asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscles. Join our global classroom where we always look for patterns in the world's chaos.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Indulge in quality conversations, enlighten your mind, and enjoy the ride while we protect, preserve, and prepare our today for our tomorrow. It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m., only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
A little pop, a little blue, and Elvis blue suede shoes. Oh, that's America. That's America.
Of Johnny Taylor's soul. That's America, y'all. That's our music. So close, country, western, blues, jazz. That's America music that we did. You know, that's America. We're back, y'all. And we're talking about, we're saluting the veterans, both, you know, and just trying to see where we fit in and how we have historically have not done. We never had nobody take our minds like this. It's like they got our minds wrapped up that we can't think. You know, when you look at Daniel Hale Williams, what he did, how we've always did. And now they say, critical race theory. And you say, there ain't no such thing. Yes, it is, y'all. And it's to make your children think that they're less than who they are and somebody's over them. So all they hear is oppression, white supremacists, systemic racism. They don't hear, you can be assigned, you can be this, you can be that. That's all they hear. LGBT or this and that. It don't matter about your father. You know, it's just a lot of stuff that's going on. Everything, our children in their formative years, and they need to hear more. And I told somebody the other day, our children are hurting. When things hurt, they hurt others. And you see a lot of violence, a lot of stuff in our communities because our children and our families are hurting. Can you imagine what would happen if our former president would have said to our children, rather than every day talking about systemic racism and CRT, look at me. My paternal great-grandparents are from Ireland. My father is from Kenya. My mother's trying to travel around, and my grandmother and my grandfather helped and raised me, and I became president of the United States. And I'm quite a millionaire, that I have several homes, and you can do it. Don't sit there and look like none. Don't be saying, hey, this man got you oppressed, and you just this and that, and you're not, because children look up to you. I'm saying, what are we telling our children? But I'm going to tell you this one thing, and I'm going to come back at the top of the hour and talk about some other stuff so you can see what I'm talking about. I'm going to start it, and then I'll finish it at 7 o'clock hour because I want to take calls. My board is lit up. I came out of my block. Then, first of all, you have black folks who are trying to find apartments. This particular lady needed some place for her children. I was trying to help her because when I was in office, I did a lot of you would pass a house, even though they buildings, and you never know. There was tax credit where you take people based off the income and they mix all that. So I put a lot of them all over the ward to make folks be able to stay there. So this particular building on 44th and on the corner of 44th and King Drive, down the street from me, really, it's probably about 4355 across the mile from. It was the first building that I saved when I got in office. I promised me when I got in office, that building was up for demolition. And we said, I had a theory when I was in office that you try to save corner buildings because if you pull something from the corner, you almost destroy a community. And they had emptied the building out, and I said, no. So I sent Matilda, who's worked for my housing. She was part of my staff, God rest her soul. She went to court every day and fought for that building. I joined her. And we saved that building. And we were able to save and to really make sure that people who had been there, because I think it was one of the Jones brothers, a lot of folks had been there. You can look it up on the Sun-Times did a huge article on it if you want to look it up. So we saved the building, and we was able to keep it mixed use and put folks and some of the folks who had been there forever. And they talked, and they appreciate not having to leave. So that was the first building. And I'll tell you later on about all the buildings throughout that the Third Ward, the old Third Ward that I had really put, not talking about fair housing or affordable housing, but really using the tools and the tools kit that's given to you as an elected official to help people. So I was coming out, and one day I saw that the building by the alley was empty. I said, well, maybe she can get this building. Now, black folks begging for places to stay, y'all. Just understand that. So I called up, and I found the owner, who was one of the first to do it. He had sold the building. Then I found out what they was emptying. All of the people, I told them to get out. They got to get out. They're all gone. I wish I had known because they've sold it. And now these people have no place to go. That kind of touched me a little bit because I don't know who have it, whoever this white boy name is, but they put the people out. Just an example. I'm going to just come back to why people are out here talking and talking about systemic racism and this, all that stuff. They're not looking at the economic education and looking at how our communities are getting destroyed because they're keeping us looking to the right. But I'm going to take some calls because I'm going to take a break in a minute. So we'll try to take a couple of calls before I go on break. Talk of Chicago, 69 WN. Our number is 773-5969. We're streaming live at www.thevn.com. We're on our heart radio. Take us wherever you go. And if you miss us, you can get us on Blog Talk. It's Titus and I. We're here together today. And I'm going to come back and I'm going to talk. Let me take some calls for a moment to see what people are saying. Good morning, Frank.
Hey, good morning, Miss Children. How you doing this morning?
I'm fine.
Yes, you are. Now, you know you're my girl.
Thank you.
You know that, right? That's as sharp as that. You're welcome. Miss Children, but whenever I hear something like what you were saying earlier, I got to speak out on it in regards to the Black Caucus not letting Tim Scott in.
They won't let none of the Republicans come in, none of the Black Republicans.
Miss Children, I don't blame them. Miss Children, now, I know you.
Why you don't blame them?
The Ron Bennett, because I read the Ron Bennett's book before the Mayflower in the part about Gabriel Prosser, who was actually going to be the first Nat Turner, but he allowed House Negroes to come to their secret meeting. House Negroes snitched on him. He had him set up and beaten to a pulp.
Okay.
Now, on that same day they lynched him, God gave us Nat Turner.
So you're saying that they shouldn't let them come into their meetings. They're black. It's a black caucus working on behalf of black people. Black folks elected him.
Right.
Okay. I got you. Okay. Got you. That's kind of don't make no sense to me, Frank. Mama D?
Oh, hallelujah. Greetings to you. Mm-hmm. I would like to give a shout-out to the veterans. One of my brothers was in the Navy, and he fought in the Korean conflict. One was a Marine, and he fought in the Vietnam era, and one was a career soldier in the army. You mentioned Asians. Asians are listed as a minority group, and they consist of people from the Far East, East Asia, or the Indian subcontinent, including but not limited to Cambodia, China, India, Japan, Korea, Malaysia, Pakistan, the Philippine Islands, Thailand, and Vietnam.
And they're all working together.
These are countries. Why are they a minority, and we are just a race of people? This is how we get harmed. If these people are mighty country.
But my point is that they are working together on behalf of their community to rebuild their community. And we got to.
But do you understand that when these are the people that we are competing against?
Yeah, but I'm trying to say that we competed against a lot more back June when we was here. I'm saying black leadership got to get straightened out and get the language right and work on behalf of black folks' education economically in our communities. While we talking, they're steadily building. They got a long article in the paper on the Asian community, how they moving and growing. They got one about how the Latino community is going their schools. And I'm talking about I can't deal with all this emotional stuff too much longer, Mama D, because as you look around, like I tell you, that building on the corner is gone. Now, black folks got thrown out of that building. That's the building that's safe. And when you look, our communities are going. We have our schools are messed up. Our children cannot read. Economically, we're not talking about teaching our, getting our folks in vocational training. I just can't deal with who these folks are. The question is, well, I want to know what is our people, our leaders, whether they elected or not appointed. How are we going to put our eyes back on the prize, Mama D?
Dr. King said we were exiles in our own land. All these billions of dollars coming down to the pipe, we're not going to get any of it at all unless we name ourselves based on what happened to us that did not happen to anybody else.
Well, I think they know that. These folks know that now. And we got to fight in that name, in Jesus' name, in God's name, and they know that it's ours, Mama D, and we got to stop being bullied. Mama D, it's so good to hear from you. I heard you the other day talking to Sharpton. Thank you so much. I heard Mama D talking to Sharpton the other day. But no, we got to stop this. Y'all don't understand. How many minutes I got over there? Okay. Y'all don't understand. All this, we are this. We are. Keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes on the prize. When the people were looking and all the things that our people did, why are we? I can't. Look, our children are failing. Our kids are getting killed all over the place because they're hurting. There's no training. When you look at places like that building on my corner that I put there for so that our people have a place to live and got them all over the place, now they're putting people out. Or you look at the economic piece, you look at the ward remap, you look at economics, education, elected, and all you got folks talking this mess. You know, and I'm not saying we don't deal with that. When you saw it, Dr. King said, when you get personal, you get emotional. When you get emotional, you make mistakes. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that's how many minutes I got? I got 3 minutes. Maybe I give Patrick one of them. Hey, Patrick.
Good morning, Dorothy. How are you?
I'm all right, Patrick.
I have. Hang in there, Dorothy.
We
hang
got to. You know, we had a point of no. We had a point of all this old keeping our children so emotional uptight because you know your mind and your gut is work together, and you and they got da da da. You had it, and then these other folks slowly meeting as a group. Slowly training
yep.
and taking over everything. And we just saying that same old warmed over soup.
Yeah, it's the same old spaghetti. It's
yeah.
the same old spaghetti.
Uh-huh.
Right? My question to you is, have you been invited in Chicago where you are to meeting where people are talking about specific projects to address
no.
some of the issues that you're talking about? Has anybody said, hey, Dorothy,
no, because they're not doing it themselves. They're not even, you know, I was looking at the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. They have that group. And that's a group that worked real hard against Trump when Trump was running. But once Trump got in, they put out a list of what they was about. They said they've been in for 25 years, and they have enjoyed outstanding working relationship with international heads of states, members of Congress, and they say they work with the current White House to make sure that they get their 150 local Hispanic Chamber of Commerce money and businesses and all the things they have. That's where they're at. And they got a bunch of organizations, regardless of what their party affiliation is, working on behalf of their community. That's what I'm trying. Our people are not doing that. I'm telling you, they're just in their little cubbyhole working on their own little power, and the people they're holding down are black folks because they're not fighting the white folks. They're closing fights. They won't give black folks. If you want permits to do something, no, you can't have that. You want this, you want that, you have a hard time getting. We lost most of our clubs that people could hear music that black folks own and our restaurants. It wasn't white folks who did it. It was black folks and white folks used to do it.
Think tanks, organizations, and foundations are what?
They're important.
Dominant society. White folks use to as a base of their power.
And they don't get caught up. But Patrick, they don't get caught up on what party you're in or what side of the street you live on. You're there working on behalf of black folks. You're not trying to have a personal relationship. You're trying to work on behalf of black folks. Our people are so, they're just caught up. They just there's a post-trauma thing, and they know systemic racism, white supremacy.
Yeah, but when you ask them what they're going to do about it, they don't know.
No, waiting for the no, they don't know.
Talking about the problem gives them a little, I don't know what it does to people, but if you talk about a problem forever, it gives them some kind of solace or something, right?
Like, well, what happened, Patrick, is they wait for somebody to give them the next assignment. That's how I know. They don't keep their eyes on the prize. They're waiting for the next assignment. I'm going to talk more about, because I'm writing several books, because I had laid out a community, had planned the whole third ward, and I was building something like Chinatown. All them folks got scared. Black folks should be in charge of all the land in this city, and I'm going to discuss that on the other side. Patrick, please listen, and thank you for calling. And those who are holding, hold on, I'm going to get you on the other side. Let's keep our eyes on the prize. It takes work to plan. Talk of Chicago 69 WVN on 773-5969. We're streaming live. www.wvn.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us wherever you go. We're on Facebook. Group Facebook. You can get us on Blog Talk if you miss us. Keep your eyes on the prize, y'all. Let's put our eyes back on the prize, our future, our children, our community, our economic, our education. I'll be right back.
Your eyes on the prize. Hold on.
The Talk of Chicago is 69 WVN.
In the lawsuit against two Metro Corrections officers, Mean says she was mistreated while entering the Enough is Enough substance abuse treatment program last year. The complaint alleges the officers vowed to embarrass Mean during check-in, grabbed her by the armpits while she was naked, and walked her through the facility for all to see. Later, the officers allegedly laughed about the incident in a separate room. Mean is seeking compensatory and punitive damages. The two officers involved were reportedly reprimanded for their actions.
The man who called police on Ahmaud Arbery is testifying about what he saw the day the 25-year-old unarmed black jogger was fatally shot. Trey Thomas reports from Georgia.
Matthew Albins said minutes after he called police to report Arbery inside a home under construction, he heard gunshots. Albins called the non-emergency number because he did not see an emergency after noticing Arbery inside a neighbor's house under construction. Arbery was allegedly killed by three white men after he was suspected of committing a series of break-ins around the neighborhood. I'm Trey Thomas.
The former finance minister of Mozambique allegedly defrauded the East African nation and investors in the United States. A South African court ruled Manuel Chang must be extradited to America to face corruption charges. The New York Times reports Chang has been in a South African prison since 2018 following an indictment in a New York district court. He's accused of working with a shipping company based in the United Arab Emirates to conduct a multinational scheme with bankers at Credit Suisse and Russia's VTB Capital from 2013 through 2015. According to the Times, bond offerings and loans amounting to $2 billion were sold to investors as funding to develop Mozambique's tuna fishing industry. Some of that money was then used to pay bribes to foreign officials and former bankers. The debt was hidden from the public and amounted to 12% of Mozambique's gross domestic product.
The death toll following a tanker explosion in Sierra Leone has risen to at least 131. Officials say it happened last week after a crash in the capital city of Freetown. Reports are many of the victims were taxi drivers and motorcycle riders who had been trying to collect leaked fuel following the accident. Dozens are still being treated in hospitals across Freetown.
These aren't your ordinary fashion dolls. These dolls tell a story of black history, heritage, and culture. The Soulful Dolls exhibit at the Museum of African American Heritage in Minneapolis, Minnesota, highlights the legacies of black community members in the Twin Cities. African-American artist Robin Hickman Winfield purchases regular black dolls and gives them a head-to-toe makeover to tell a positive story about local black families and communities. The free Soulful Dolls exhibit is on display now through December 18th. I'm Jill Lisa Chapman, along with Ray Harris, on your home for 24/7 News, the Black Information Network.
It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m. Indulge in quality conversations, enlighten your mind, and enjoy the ride while we protect, preserve, and prepare our today for our tomorrow. It's time to focus with Robert McKay, Sunday afternoons at 4 p.m., only on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. WVON is proud to welcome ComEd to the Tuesday edition of the 330 Focus. ComEd representatives will share how you can avoid being scammed and offer consumer protection and energy efficiency tips and information on their care and solar programs. ComEd is committed to powering lives throughout the Chicagoland area. Listen every Tuesday to the 330 Focus, featuring our friends at ComEd.
I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Yeah, gobble, gobble, yeah, yeah, gobble, gobble, yeah.
I'm too sexy for the grill, too sexy for the oven, too sexy for the fry, too sexy for the yams, too sexy for the dressing, I'm too sexy on your plate. Invite the whole fam over and let's all give some thanks. WVON is our turkey giveaway.
The WVON annual turkey giveaway begins Monday, November 15th.
I personally got vaccinated at my doctor's office. In the beginning, I was afraid of it. I didn't know if I should trust it. Am I going to get sick from this? But eventually, I got over my fears. I feel much safer now.
If you're a senior who has questions about the COVID-19 vaccine or needs help making an appointment, the City of Chicago is here for you. Call 312-746-4835. That's 312-746-4835.
Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media. Hashtag Dorothy Tillman on 1690, the Talk of Chicago.
If every boy can sing, children and heaven ring, ring with a harmonies of liberty, let our the present has brought us, facing the rising sun of a new day, eager, lit up by joy, till victory is won. Don't need the road we try.
got some difficult days ahead. But it really doesn't matter with me now, because I've been to the mountaintop.
It matters with me now because I've been to the mountaintop. Dr. King, I understand what he meant. Because I almost feel that way myself sometimes. You know, I understand because Dr. King always, see, you wouldn't understand. You hear him, you get emotional, but you don't understand. You would have had to hear Dr. King and Reverend Jim Belver talk about a mountaintop experience. And when they're talking about that mountaintop experience, they're almost talking about, you know, when Jesus went up to the mountain to pray and to talk to God, and he saw God and God gave him it. It was another kind of spiritual thing. And God allowed you to go there, and he let you see like he let Jesus. So when you hear Dr. King about the mountaintop experience, it's not just something, oh, hey. No, that's some really deep stuff. But you can't get that mountaintop experience if you don't be right. You know, you have to do the right thing for the right reason. One of the things Dr. King said is in one of his speeches, he had said it to us before, he said one of the most dangerous things is for a person to do the right thing for the wrong reason. You better off not doing it. You do the right thing for the right reason. And that's when you can't get that experience if you don't do the right thing for the right reason. And right now our community is hurting. And nobody is looking at the imploding, not just because of the dead bodies that's on the ground, but imploding of people telling me they need a place to stay and you can't find none. And you see houses and places that you know you saved so your people can have a place to stay. And here you go 30 years later, and they done emptied the buildings out and moving black folks everywhere, and nobody's addressing the fact that black folks in the communities are being destroyed, whether they're homes or whether they're apartments, and the schools are no good. I was told my son is full of rats. Somebody called and told me that. You know, our eyes is not on the prize. You know, our eyes is not on this prize of our future, and our children, they're hurting. When you hurt, you lash out and hurt somebody else. And they see nobody fighting on their behalf. All you see is systemic racism. I think if they didn't have that talk about a white supremacist, they all mad about the boy in Wisconsin, and that boy killed two white men and wounded another white. You hollering about white supremacist. Not that any death. I don't agree with death. But I'm saying eyes on the prize, and nobody. Do our patriots always kept their eyes on the prize and the foundation that we are standing on that you like to talk about so much was based off of our people knowing their God and knowing their community and went and came back and rebuilt. Talk of Chicago. Oh, it's 7 o'clock, y'all. I'm sorry. I got really some. My kids asked me, "Are you all right, Mama?" Because I had to talk to a couple of my daughters yesterday. But when I saw that, it hurt me, and I have to really get into how much I fought to save housing in that war for black people so that they don't get displaced. I fought real hard for that. And to see now, and to see these folks, I can't, none. It's 7 o'clock. Take a deep breath, y'all. You got to take a deep breath. It's 7 o'clock wherever you're in the country, in the state, in the city, in the world. Take a deep breath because the heart and the soul is one, and that's what God dwell in. And there's nothing wrong to love yourself or me, you hate somebody else. Let's take a deep breath for the Trinity. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Black, 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 black. Come on, y'all. One more time. Black, 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 black. Is that black enough for y'all? I'm black enough for you.
Here tonight and please.
I tell you, Dr. King, this statement means a lot to me this morning.
And believe that you're somebody.
You ain't no CRT, no oppressor. You oppress.
I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for.
That's what the Patriots did. The
no
black
document
Patriots
can do this for. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with the pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own emancipation.
That's what the Patriots did. In spite of being coming here enslaved, and built something, emancipation, built schools, built housing, went to did all this stuff, created stuff.
Don't let anybody take your man.
And they done took him. They, as the Bible said, a man shouldn't squat to pee, and they squatting, Dr. King.
Proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of.
They shame not, Dr. King, because they're not doing
somebody
nothing.
Somebody told a lie.
Yeah, they told a lie.
They couched it in language.
Hmm.
They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word.
Dr. King, these black leaders and black people being bullied. They're scary. Cowards being bullied.
Always something pure. High.
Don't nobody respect a coward.
But I want to get the language right tonight.
Get the language right. Get the language right.
I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
Yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and I'm beautiful. Get the language right. That's what Dr. King said. But Dr. King wasn't no coward. They want you to think that. They're the one cowards. We got some coward leaders. And them, those that stand up, then they be scared to do they because they're hanging on to something that ain't real. That's why you don't hear me talking about the remap no more. They don't draw their map and don't do what they're supposed to do. That's on them. It's on our community, but I don't know. I told them that Victor Reyes and Brick Olson that it was great in what they do. I know Victor. Victor knows this stuff. And he's very nationalistic, and he's working on behalf of the Latino community. That's why you had. That's why you saw head of the Latino caucus said he's running for Congress. And he told you they done got a map drawn out for them. They're working on their behalf. When you have the Latino community fighting to make sure that Biden moved forward on immigration reform to get that the reparation and all the other stuff, a housing. Look, y'all. Look, let me tell y'all something. You must work. Don't be afraid to work on behalf of black people. People expect that. And when you don't do that, they say, oh, well, we can do this. Them fools ain't going to do nothing. If CBPS unveiled a $9.3 billion budget for 2022 and you're not in there fighting, you instead you calling the white folks who fighting for their children because the white man told you or them other folks told you they're white supremacists. So when a man go fight for his baby who got molested in a washroom by somebody who had a skirt on, then they send into the domestic terrorist people. You think that's all right? That's not all right. Because I'll talk about it one week. I don't have enough time. I'm going to have to dedicate education. How the models and parents fought. And because we fought so hard, we fought against continuous progress. We changed. They came, went to court and won. Fought against mastery learning, won. That energy that the models and parents put in them, we mobilized, was the energy that propelled Harold to become mayor of this city. It prepared, that's how we got Seabug, that's how we got Bipo, that's how we pulled everything together, because parents was active. But no, you letting folks tell you what to talk about. Right now, we're in trouble. And I don't mean from no white supremacists and all that other stuff. I don't know, if some of these folks don't have to talk about, they can't talk. We're in trouble because our children are hurting. Our young men, even the older ones, are hurting. So anybody is guiding them. When you hurt, you lash out. They're functioning illiterate, and we get another some more generation of functioning illiterate. We don't have math. We don't have science in the schools. Music in the schools. World history, black history. They didn't mess around and put the Chinese history in the school. But the Asian American history taught in public schools that starts on July, the schools on July 9, 2021, Illinois passed an act requiring Asian American history to be taught in the public schools. May they want the milestones in the first day that this is the first one. They want it in the curriculum. And the title is Teaching Equity, Equitable Asian American History Act. The new section of study in the Illinois School Code will take full effect in 2022 academic year. Make any sense to you? The specific requirement that must be taught the contribution of Asian American toward advancing civil rights from the 19th century on. You have to hear that. The contribution made by an individual Asian American government, art, humanity, and science. The contribution of Asian American community to the economic, cultural, social, political development of the United States. One Asian person down there in Springfield got that bill passed. And y'all talking about some CRT and white supremacy and all that. And you don't have black history, which is part of American history, to be taught in the schools. You being, you know. So, and then as I was telling y'all earlier, when I saw this building on 44th and King Drive, and I know if you look it up, I fought to save that building. And there's a whole bunch of buildings that I kind of worked with folks to get to make sure y'all had a place to stay. And to see these places getting emptied out, that hurts. And nobody, you know, there's a lot of tools in the toolbox for leadership to use to develop their community. It's just that you have to be willing to take a stand and the fight to do it. That's what they're doing. Asian got that. They got them a new school. They got the other stuff. Back in, I think it was in 2019, in the Sun-Times, you can read it, what it said, Little Village's Second Magnificent Mile. How much money they making, how they build. And these folks are getting, they're getting your stuff, but they're not hiring black folks. And now, yes, this weekend, the paper, they're talking about the Asian community, how it's jumping ahead. And our folks, systemic racism, CRT, LGBT. You know? And then you go right through your community and you see your people getting dumped out with nowhere to go. I was hurt because I couldn't help this lady with her children find a place. And she should have been able to get a place. And everybody else getting places. They get money. They getting places. You know, they getting reparation. Because folks are working on their behalf. So does it really matter whether we have 18 or 15? Does it matter? And then you got the man that's in charge of the caucus not running for Congress because he made sure they did them out. Even though we've had a relationship with the Latino community, we're responsible. Sure, he wouldn't be that one for us. But he's not working on behalf of black folks. He's working on behalf of his community. You can't get mad about that. How in the hell did all them state reps sit down there and give the Asians this and did not fight for Shaw's bill? I don't, because I'm telling y'all, we used to have all of the land. We represented all of the land in the city, all of the parks in the city, all of the transportations in the city, all the freeways and all of that. And we're giving it up, and we gave up most of it, about to give up more. And it's always been about the land, and that's what I told them, and that's what I was trying to do, and that's why they came after my butt. It's always been about the land. That's why they got Trotman, but she got caught up. That's why they got Coleman. She got caught with Korean, and then they got Madeline and I out because we said we're going to put a hold on all this land and we're going to work on behalf of black people. Did I say talk of Chicago already? Okay, I'm going to have to go to the phone, y'all, because it'd be time for me. It's so much to talk about. It's just so much. The curriculum didn't change. It's so much. It's just so much. I'm going to have to, that's my children said, right, and I'm going to have to do it in different phases. I got to do the parent equalizers. And model some parents what they sued and how they, because, you know, I got sued for $10 million. So when I see them parents in Lawton County, I feel akin to them. I won, thank God, for Tom Johnson and Jim Chapman. And you got to remember, when I pulled on that paint and slashed it up when they put Harold in them women's clothes, they went after me. I said, I ain't got no money. They said, give me your house. And I said, well. They said, can you apologize? I said, no, I'll pitch a tent in Washington Park before I apologize. Well, eventually we won. But I'm going to come back to that another time because this is not self-serving. This is all about what happened, what we did. These folks said no. So it's deep. Let me go to the phone. I know y'all been waiting a long time. I don't need a bunch of mess, y'all. Please don't take me across the water. Y'all got a minute, each one of y'all. Minister Plump, you're a veteran. Harold Washington is too. Minister Plump? Hello, hello, hello. Okay, he gone. Anita. Anita? What's happening? What's happening with my calls? Nobody hears me. Nobody can hear me. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Call back, Plum. Something's going on. Hello, Anita.
Oh, good morning. Can you hear me now?
Uh-huh. Something's going on with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Some of our destruction that's happening to our community is where our young children and the generation that's a little younger than you, I noticed they strayed off the path of God and got into money-making. And all of this has gone into their children, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they picked up the culture of the Caucasian about just living for money and having children whenever they feel like it or whatever.
Well, not having it. They don't think the dog's a pet. You walk a dog and have a baby and have both of them. The pets be for the family.
Our people are willingly disobeying. They tell you it's the old people still stuff, get away from me, and all that. That's not my problem that they don't believe. I'm working.
Well, let me just say this, Anita.
Yeah.
Do we want to blame our people or some of these ministers who were not called by God? Thank you, Anita. Thank you so much. Some of these ministers were not called by God. So, you know, these phones are lit. I'm trying to help you out here. Y'all hold on. Okay, who's Jacob? Jacob, please don't take me around the water here. I ain't got time now. I'm not feeling it this morning. I'll be going to cut you off.
Good
I'm not feeling it.
Good morning, Elder. Respect.
Thank you. Don't take me around the water because I'm not feeling it this morning, my son.
Let me ask you. So taking you around the water, that somebody will agree with you. They take you around the water. Now, my thing is, in the Constitution is – it was written that we 2/3 of a man.
Of course.
The Constitution is okay.
But that's part of it. That's part of it, though. But see, you got to see. Wait, Jacob.
I want none of it.
Okay, thank you. See what we
okay, did. Yeah. Okay, and then the surf. You know what they did.
What you do, Jacob? Let me ask you something. Hold on, Jacob. Hold on. You call me every week. Do you have any children?
Okay.
Do you have children, Jacob?
Of course.
How many children do you have?
Three.
What's their age?
That's irrelevant.
It is very relevant because it's about our future. What's their age?
They ain't got nothing to do with it.
Okay, Jacob, I'm gone, Jacob. It does have something to do with it. If you don't think the children of our future has got something to do with it, you just come harassing me, and I love you. See, they do have something to do with it. It really does. It's about our future. Everybody is looking for the children and for the future and for their community. Family, God. Community. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. It makes no sense. I'm telling you now. Now, okay. I got two holding on for you. Okay, who's next? Mike. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Dorothy.
Good morning, my brother.
I want to be very precise and efficient.
Okay.
I watched a YouTube movie called The Age of AI, meaning artificial intelligence.
Yes, yes, yes.
We are moving fast and swiftly in a technological society.
That's right.
These people have plans for you. Where we're talking among ourselves and the problems that we have now as black people, hey, it's almost ancient compared to what the plans that they got for your ass.
Well, Mike, I bought a lot of AI books for my grandchildren and children around me that I'm trying to tell them education, economics, and our family is it. If we don't look at that, we're in trouble.
Right. Let me include one other thing that I have heard and know that I'm looking to and truly banking on for us because seems like we're slower than the turtle, which is us being black, the original people, getting in contact with our God spirit,
mm-hmm.
I believe will be the salvation of our being.
All I can say is amen, Mike, amen.
And their plans is not necessarily even including us, and we ain't even aware of the plans that's going on. Let me say this one thing here.
Yeah, I got to go. Hurry up, 10 seconds.
The AI, artificial intelligence of a face recognition that they're using right now in some particular police departments don't even properly recognize people of color or dark identity.
Look, let me say, I got to go, Mike. Let me just tell folks that we got to make sure that we put education, economics, and then family at the top of our priority. Thank you, Mike. Thank you so much. I tell you, this is something. I tell you, it's something. Okay, where am I supposed to go now? Number five, I'm going to try. Oh, my board is lit up. I'm going to try to empty it out a little bit before I take a break. Ronnie P.
Good morning, my sister.
Good morning, my brother.
I just want to say I've always asked why black people in the condition that we're in. And I tried to get them to understand. Voting is the most important thing in your life. Well, we can't keep voting for people who don't like us, don't care about us, and they show it. I tell people.
And they ain't got to do with the color of your skin either, or the label behind your name.
That's right.
And now, David Bevel told us, say, sometimes we are following the black devil and Mrs. White Angel because we're around there following folks. We just follow that devil because the skin is black. That's what Bevel told us.
That's, oh, yes, it is. Now, I tell people now, especially these youngsters, watch out for these names you recognize and know. Try to vote for people you don't even know the name, but they surely might do better than the ones that you keep voting for.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're working against ourselves, and the reason we're working against ourselves, I said, going on a hunger strike for the John Lewis voting right, but he even looked at that bill. That bill is letting immigrants and everybody else, amnesty for everybody can vote. Why you want something like that? You're already hurting yourself. You see what's happening with these remaps. You see that? Even though they're getting a map, people can't vote because they're not citizens. And this man said he's going to do, I saw him on TV, he said he's going to do hunger strike. Well, do a hunger strike for education and economics. We messed up, I'm telling you now. Who is that, David?
Yeah, good morning, Mrs. Tillman.
Hey, you got a name like David. We used to name our folks out of the Bible. Hi, good morning, David.
Yeah, good morning. I'm a former Marine, and I went in the military. And I just want to say that we are the descendants of enslaved black Americans. We are one of the people that had to actually get our status. We was actually like labor as property. And we had to prove ourselves that we wasn't property. And we had to prove our humanity. This is why we made so many contributions here in this country in America.
David, let me ask you this. Well, you know, if you go all the way back to Frederick Douglass and Harriet Tubman, who went to Lincoln and said that they would get the black folks to fight in the Civil War. You go all the way down when you look at Prince Hall, those of us who are Eastern Stars and Mason Prince Hall and his son, you look at Bishop Allen, you look at all the folks in our history, they went and they fought. And as they came up out of there, they came and built community for our black community.
That's right, man. And I remember when I came back from the military, I was watching the Oprah Winfrey show, and Maya Angelou was on the show. She was the guest at that time. And Oprah Winfrey asked her a question, and Maya Angelou, she cried a tear down her cheek, and she said she didn't know that the hatred was so thick here in America for our people that it was a wonder that we survived by the grace of God.
But see, that's the sad stuff. Because if they understood the spiritual part of our people and what our people did and how they built this country, then they would understand. See, they give the negative part, David. They don't do the other part. And that's why they wind up teaching black history of Asian people and contribution. We built. Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Mr. Dill.
No, see, we keep – see, though, people who don't understand don't understand because they don't know their God and some other stuff. Let me just deal with that. Who is this? Darla? Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Who am I talking
to? Share this.
What's your name?
Yes, this is our lovely. How are you today?
All right, I'm fine.
Yes, I just wanted to say that what we need to do is, like you said, to hold them accountable and responsible for what they are doing in our community.
Mm-hmm.
Those are our pastors,
yeah,
our organizations, our politicians, our activists, our leaders, our carpetbaggers, and the devil himself.
Mm-hmm. So tell the devil to flee. Wait, tell the devil flee from us. Our parents said, flee from the devil. Get behind thee. Go on.
That's right, my sister. But let me say this to you. Check this out. The 70, 80, and 90-year-olds, they stood up. They spoke up.
Right.
But the people our age, 40, 50, and 60, we shut up and we sat down.
Well, they're waiting for those of us of that age group to die off, so then they know they can do whatever they want to do. Because right. We'll die off without our, because I'll be 75 soon, and my generation fall too. And they shut down.
70 to 70, 80 to 90, they stood up and they spoke up.
Yeah, when we all
the
go 40, to.
50, 60.
Mm-hmm. I'm listening. Go on. I'm sorry.
Yes, but see, the 40, 50, and 60 sat down and they shut up. But guess what God said?
What God said?
Yahshua and Yeshua said, he said, we're about to raise up the 30 and under, the Calebs and the Joshuas, and we're going to go back.
Got
and
to.
They're going to rise up, and they're going to do the revolution that's coming for the revival to take care of the resolution that of the revelation of God. That's what
we know. One of the things we got now, I was talking to somebody, one of the things we got now, even in the seminary school, this white seminary school, they're teaching these folks social justice rather than the poetic stuff that we had as a people. Thank you. We need God. If we don't have God, it's over anyway. God is.
God bless you. That is.
God is my everything.
Yes.
As my pastor would say. Thank you. Thank you. That's what I like. Serious. She said, thank you, Jesus, when she won. And folks calling her some kind of white supremacist when she went up against a man who had a black face and a Ku Klux Klan hat on top of his head. Don't bring me that mess. I tell you. Maurice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk to the alderman about the Clark Center and all of that, and she knows that we're really trying to do something at 49th.
Let me see here. Reverend Witherspoon?
God bless you.
God bless you.
I just want to thank God for another year. You know, another year, maybe 64 years old, November 11th.
But God bless you, Reverend Witherspoon. God bless you. Happy birthday. Thank you.
We celebrate the whole month, daughter. I would like you to come on the line tonight. She got busy. We'll be celebrating the whole month. I can leave my number.
No, I'll see the Titus have time to take it, Reverend Witherspoon, and I'll see what I can do. I don't promise, but I'll see what I can do, okay? Titus, don't take it. Thank you so much. Titus, take Reverend Witherspoon. Okay. Lewis.
Good morning, Ms. Tillman.
Good morning.
Do you remember sometime last year you had a gentleman on there who was talking about losing his farm from Mississippi, how he had lost his land?
I'm listening.
Okay. When you're talking about this land, about us losing our land, you're right. We are losing our land. And it's because, just like you say, because we are illiterate. Okay. Now, what I want to say is that 1954 Brown versus the Board of Education, that was about us losing our land because we were illiterate at the time. Because from 1870 to 1910, we controlled 14% of all the land in the United States.
Right. Lewis, let me ask you something, Lewis.
Yeah.
Where do we go from here? Chaos our community. We got our children hurting. They're not reading. They're functioning illiterate. We're losing our communities. We don't – our economics. Black folks not going to join the police force so that we can have community police, and they saying defund and all the other stuff instead of joining. Where do we go from here? We got folks got us mimicking what they want us while they're building their community. Where do we go from here to build community? That's what I want to know.
The only thing that's going to save us, Ms. Tillman, right now, is just like they found out in 1954, the Negro people, my people, that we need that education. We have to.
So you said education got to be number one on the top of the line, education. Why they talking education, education, education? Right, Lewis?
Yes, ma'am. And you know what? That's what they the white people are protesting about. It's about education.
Yeah, they're fighting. Yeah, they're fighting for their children's education, and they're fighting against this stuff. This boy did go in the bathroom with a skirt on because they'll let them go where they want to. They're fighting. If you don't fight for your babies, what are you gonna fight for, Lewis? You are absolutely right. I got to take a song, take a break. My song, my engine is here. I got to take a break. I just wanted to take you before I took a break, Lewis. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Tim.
Oh, God. Oh, Rachel. Okay. All right, Rachel. America, we're saluting the patriots. Blacks have always been par. We built this from the first man that fell to where we are now. They fooling y'all. Make you give up everything. Can't nobody who just got here tell me what to do. How can Omar gonna tell somebody what to do? Tlaib, she don't even talk about Detroit. She's talking about Palestine. They said they get ready to close down the pipeline. In Michigan and Ohio, she ain't saying nothing. God bless America. Come on. I am a black America, descendant of an enslaved black in America. America is my country. It's my currency. And I have a right to the resources and a right to fight.
To you. We have providers near your home so you don't have to go far to find somebody who cares. You deserve an amazing health care plan that helps you stay strong and allows you to spend more time with your family. Call Zing Health today at 1-833-946-4487 to learn more or visit us at zinghealth.me. Zing Health is a Medicare Advantage HMO plan with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in the plan depends on contract renewal. Zing Health complies with applicable federal civil rights laws and does not discriminate on the basis of race, color, national origin, age, disability, or sex.
This is P. Ray of Black Excellence Hour, a show for people with high self-esteem. As we battle COVID-19, be sure to heal yourself internally by using your God-given immune system, as well as any other treatments you choose. Be sure to take lots of vitamins, bake your melanin in the sunshine, and sweat a couple times a week. Put that pop down and drink water to build and hydrate your body from the inside. God gave everybody more than a little common sense. So bring it with you this Sunday to Black Excellence Hour at 5 p.m. on WVON.
This is Candace McCollum, your morning news and traffic anchor. Gabby Petito, Lacey Peterson, and Natalie Holloway. These women are household names. But why? Because they were missing and white. Today, Chicago has more than 50 black women missing, but there has been very little attention surrounding their disappearance. For the past several months, I have been working on a radio documentary that will share some of their stories. We'll find out what the police are doing about it, explore if there is a serial killer in Chicago, and share what our lawmakers have to say. Listen to The Invisible Ones, Voices of the Missing. It's a five-part series bringing attention to the plight of missing black women and girls from Chicago.
The Invisible Ones premieres Monday, November 29th on WVON.
The Chicago Southside Film Festival is back this year. Enjoy dynamic films, host discussions, workshops, and a masterclass featuring actor and producer Simeon Henderson. And be there as they celebrate one of the most impactful films in black cinema history. It's a special screening marking the 30th anniversary of Boys in the Hood. The Chicago Southside Film Festival takes place Saturday, November 27th through December 5th, with events throughout the city. The festival brings together creators from the Southside to celebrate their experience around filmmaking and storytelling. For information on this year's festival, visit southsidefilmfest.org. That's southsidefilmfest.org. The Chicago Southside Film Festival is November 27th through December 5th. Brought to you by the Field Foundation and IIT's Office of Community Affairs. At WVON, we're proud to help.
Want to hear what the next generation of leadership looks like in Chicago? It's Bond Talks, a digital collective of the next generation of thought leaders, influencers, and future pioneers. Here's their blueprint on the future of Chicago and what they believe are their roles in shaping our narrative. For more than 100 years, African Americans have played a pivotal role in how this city moves. Hear from entrepreneurs, activists, youth leaders, journalists, and doctors on the front line as they set a future agenda. Watch Vox Talks on Vaughn TV. It's available on Roku, Apple TV Plus, Amazon Fire, or at VON.TV. Presented by BMO Harris Bank in conjunction with Governor State University and Verizon. Bond Talks is where Black excellence lives.
Bond Talks premieres on Bond TV November 18th.
When Sandra doesn't talk to a Mattress Firm sleep expert, Junk Sleep presses the wrong buttons in her brain. And Sandra presses the wrong buttons in the elevator, leading to a dreadful journey for her and the accountant now headed up to floor 42. While Sandra avoids eye contact, let's reflect on how a better mattress could have led to real sleep. If you need real sleep, head to Mattress Firm and unjunk your sleep today.
Marcus by Goldman Sachs offers personal loans with no fees, ever. Banks offer coffee. So what's more important, a Marcus by Goldman Sachs loan with no fees that could help consolidate debt or bank coffee? It tastes like bank coffee. You can money. Visit Marcus.com to learn more about saving, borrowing, and investing from Marcus by Goldman Sachs.
Investing involves risk and investments may lose value. Brokerage and investment advisory services by Goldman Sachs and Company, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Lending and deposits products provided by Goldman Sachs Bank USA. Member FDIC.
Greetings, family. This is Salim Muwakil asking you to check in with America's most astute radio audience every Saturday between 7 and 10 p.m. and astound family and friends with your bulging mind muscle. Join our global classroom where we're all students of the world.
On the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON. You're listening to Coffee, Tea, and Dorothy. Tillman, that is, on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Can you see by
I'm worried.
So proudly we hailed at the twilight gleaming.
What you think? Now that you're spreading light about spot, so what you think? Let's try it. Let's see this over the phone.
And Christ.
Take one. Count eight. All the damn. Right. I'm just saying, it was. I ain't never gonna fuck so good. Yeah. Ah. Ah, dude. Ah. That's good. Ah. You have a plan. Yeah, thank you. I'm gonna holler at you. Oh, no. She's in here. That's everybody goes for. But I'm saying that, but I'm hearing y'all because you can see the site down here. And that's the number they go out there. And we'll never get over that hurdle. But that is not it. They hated Runner. They hated Runner, they hated Mark Kirk. I was on Runner and Kirk campaign. Right? Right. Hated Runner.
Marvin Gaye. We're back,
right,
y'all. Talk of Chicago. 1690 WVON 777-3969. We're streaming live. www.vion.com. We're on iHeartRadio. Take us over. You go on Facebook, group Facebook. And we're also on Blog Talk if you miss us. We're celebrating the Patriots, the black Patriots who was in the service. Of course, my children's father, Jimmy Tillman the first, was a veteran. Was a
now,
Vietnam vet, and all folks went in. Harold Washington was in the service. Dr. Anderson was in the service. Ball was in the service. I mean, you're going there, but it's something else going on here.
That
when you look at this service in the Bible, service, your community, it's something that's happened here. We got to take it back. Got to take it back. We're talking, y'all. We got a lot of stuff I need to tell y'all, but I can't tell y'all in one day. I just got to do one day at a time, sweet Jesus. But if you get the Patriot book, Evan and Jimmy got the Tillman Family Press .com for that book. It's a lot of stuff, and even on Thurgood Marshall. How the reason he became a lawyer because he was in class and the teacher made him write the Constitution, write. A lot of stuff going on. I'm going to go because I ain't got for 10 more minutes, and I'm going to try to talk to y'all and really do what we got to do here. It's about education. It's about the land. You know, it's about economics. It's about family. It's about family. It's about God. Black folks have always been conservative. We believe in God. We believe in children, family, all that kind of stuff, hard work. That's how we got over. They done made folks think something else. Minister Plump, I came to you. You wasn't there.
Yes, I was there. Way on Yah Shalom. I'm still here. God bless you,
you
too.
You know, I came to you, and I couldn't hear you.
Yes, well, I understand. But I just wanted to say this right quick. I hope you might consider you being my co-host on my birthday this coming Thursday. It's going to be at room 43. You know, that's right in the heart of Bronzeville. We are twins. You know, I live in Bronzeville, too, just like you.
Now.
November
18th,
from 1 p.m. to 7 p.m., room 43.
I'm going to see what I can do in my hat. And I know you're a patriot. Hats off to you. Okay, I'll see what I can do. Okay.
You know, Mayor Washington said, yeah, he's a big urban. He's a World War II veteran.
Yes, he was.
And Mayor Washington said we must plump the whole community. Everybody going to be blessed when it comes to saving our children, education, and economics, and all power to the people. You know, yes, it's going to be a fantastic day. We're going to be celebrating with National Black Wall Street Chicago.
Okay, I'm going to see what I can do.
Mark Allen, Stanley Allen, too.
Okay,
I'm going to be doing this all on my birthday.
Okay, I'm going to see what I can do. Okay, all right.
Who's that?
Tax doctor.
Good morning. Great show, as always. I want folks to understand. In 1970, we had a constitutional convention that gave us all of this crazy mess. And now the next time we can have a constitutional convention will be 2028. That's 7 years from now. But if we can get Springfield to do some of the amendment to the Constitution, we wouldn't have to have a constitutional amendment.
I'm so glad you believe in them. We're right there. I'm not saying all because I'll never paint everybody with a broad brush. There's always people down there who be trying, and they get pushed down, whether it's in the city, state, or the federal. But, you know, the majority of folks, when I sit and I look and see, they pass the Asian history to talk about civil rights and all that stuff and say it must be taught in the school. And no black elected official raise a flag and say, we don't want no CRT, we want our history, we have American history. I don't understand that. The same way, I don't understand how we miss country. I don't understand a lot of stuff. My heart hurts.
I'm a veteran too, and I'm like you. I don't understand how we can let the governor sign SB 508 Section 5 into law that will raise your property taxes every year. And then there was another house bill.
Well, wait a minute. We got taxes get raised, but we get no service. Now, it's
that's
too much.
Right.
When you raise the tax, when you have tax, the taxes. See, this government wasn't supposed to have no permanent tax raise. They're crazy. But they give us taxes, but not only the government, city give it. The state gets it. And the park district raised taxes. And the school board raised taxes. And the library. and all that stuff. And
Johnny,
now you got, like, you look at gas right now. All the gas I'm about to talk about, and they're getting ready now to close down tax Biden was talking about closing the oil stuff in Michigan that comes from Canada that way, and the one in Ohio. They got to be crazy.
That's not the problem.
There's a problem. That's a problem because you got. Look at my gas bill, baby. That's a problem. And when I have to fill my car up now, $25 won't fill it up. That's a problem. Are you there?
Yeah. Our country, we're the number one producer of oil. And we done let ourselves get hoodwinked on OPEC.
Why should we be charging our people in this country the same amount of money
for oil as they charge on the international market? Let's cut that out.
Well, on the Trump, we was the largest producer.
Well, before Trump,
that was the first time we was the largest in 75 years.
When we became the number one producer of oil in this country.
Uh-huh. Okay? And I don't know why, and to leave them need to be fighting, if you're going to shut down the pipeline in Michigan and the governor's pushing for that in Ohio, I said, our people doing, they don't fight for economics and education and, I mean, bread and butter stuff. Our community has always got to be supremacist, white supremacist, racism, immigration. And we just sitting there and we repeat it. In the meantime, we're losing our communities through taxes and losing them.
We let them set the tone when we should be setting the tone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and again, they should help push House Bill 4130, but when you talk to the Black Caucus, they didn't know nothing about SB 508, but they all voted for it.
Well, most of the time I found that the people don't read the bill. They really don't. They get an overview, just like they're not reading this mess coming out of Washington. They get an overview, and they get, you handle this, you handle that, and you employed. Like this thing with Washington, where they done hiring all of these done IRS, and they said if $1,000 go from any kind of account, any kind of bills you paying up to $1,000 gross or whatever, they can come and use us a bunch of stuff. I gotta go now. How we got over? I gotta go. I gotta go. Thank you so much. Look. Thank y'all for listening this morning.
He's new to Chicago. That's probably why he didn't recognize
your name. Mahalia Jackson. Dr. King loved Mahalia. These are the folks who understood God. How do we make it over? Black patriots. We were conservative. We had family, church, God, education, work hard. We got to do something, y'all. Like I said, it hurt me to see this bill, and this white boy done bought this bill and putting everybody out. I got to go around and see. And there's no help. There's no recourse. How do we make it over? We made it over through God. We look back and wonder and hard work. Mahalia Jackson, y'all. I'm going to let her take us on out before I go to reparation. Until next week, Dorothy Wright Tillman. Then how we got over. The TillmanFamilyPress.com if you want to look at some of the black patriots. And don't forget the black history books of Dr. Anderson, y'all. Yes! Hey, we made it over with God and determination and understanding who we were. Come on, Mahalia. She loved Dr. King, y'all, and she fought for black people. That's how we made it over. Come on, Mahalia. Yes, he did.
And I want to thank him.
You can look at LibertyBaptistChurch.com from 11 to 12. Our great pastor, Reverend Andrew Hunt Jr., he preached the Bible. He preached liberation. He's not into this old social justice myth. Whoa! Equality, though. Come on, Mahalia.
Giving me a vision. One day I'm a joy.
could do 10 seconds of it.
And I'm a sing and never get tired.
Yeah.
And then of course,
woo!
Somewhere I'm going.
Hey!
And I'm gonna shout all my troubles.
Come over here, you.
Yeah. Thank you for being so good to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey.
I made it over,
y'all.
I had to call at midnight hour. Had it on over.
Woo!
But you know my love. Look back and wonder. How did I make it over?
You're the right gentleman, y'all. See you next week.
Oh, God, no. Falling and running.
Woo!
You know my soul. Look back
at
my
soul, baby.
How did I make it?
Woo!
I'm gonna wear a diamond.
Until next week, Dorothy Wright Hill was saying, hey, make it on over, y'all. Repair this damage that happened to black folks and stay with your God. See you next week, y'all. Reparations now.
Horror and brutality in this slavery industry. Is this nation's foundation of economy? With violence is the stripping of language, culture, and religion of African descendants with no restrictions. Children from my queen's gut, going free, fair enough. My hands rough.
I'm Jaleesa Chapman.
And I'm Ree Harris on your home for 24-7 News, the Black Information Network.
Strip searched and humiliated. A lawsuit filed by Darcella Means claims the black woman was paraded naked in front of Louisville, Kentucky Metro Corrections Officer.
Thank you.